he's a cool guy.
Yes, Yahaman, agree, Nami. That verse is there. 10:88:8. Famous verse. 10th Canto, chapter 88, verse 8. Check it out.
Now I'm reading this Vritrasura 11, 6th Canto.
Oh, he said Vritrasura. I said Brikasura. Vritrasura is a guy who cracked heads.
Yeah.
And Vritrasura is a Brahmin before.
And the question is, what is your favorite lessons from this Lila? And also, I like most of all this verse from 6th Canto 11:26, when these prayers.
Yeah, you got it. That's the thing. I gave classes on this before. You can even see an MNS audio in my under Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam classes. I've given class on 6th Canto. But the point is, and I also my Tattva Darshan, there's so many discussions in Tattva Darshan. You're asking about the 6th Canto of Bhagavatam, the story of Vritrasura, and what is the teaching, or my favorite. The best part of Vritrasura is Leela, many points to be understood there. But, you know, power of Brahmins, Brahman Tejas, and the power of, you know, saints, bones of saints, and many different things. Thunderbolts made from the bones of the Didichi Muni. So how much power that Didichi Muni must have had that even his bones, Indra is flying over his bones or something, and his airplane crashed. At any rate, it's a long story. But the end is the prayers by Vritrasura. And he's called an asura because he was against Indra. I believe so. Is that right? Indra's enemy. Because Indra's a devata. And he's an asura, but he was a Brahmin. So Indra, when he killed him, he had to suffer because he killed a Brahmin. That's a long story. But there, because he was a devotee himself, and he offered very many beautiful prayers at the end of the chapter. And there's a few particular prayers that I'm not a computer, I can't remember off the top of my head. But there's a few prayers, the prayers by Vritrasura, they're in chapter 11 of the 6th Canto. 6th Canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 11. There's one section where it has his prayers. The acharyas, I've heard classes also by my senior teachers, and these acharyas have described that here, in the prayers of Vritrasura, we find the first indication of Gopi Bhav. So Gopi Bhav is characterized by intense surrender and dependence on God, Krishna. Krishna Swaha, Swaha. I'm Swaha myself. Ha! I'm throwing myself at your feet. I'm giving up everything, my Lajja Dharma, my name. I'm throwing everything away for God. I'm throwing everything away for Krishna. So his prayers, and you can read there, there's very less commentaries in the BBT Bhagavatam, only Srila Prabhupada's commentary was sometimes a little bit from Vishwanath and others. But you can see some of Vishwanath's commentaries by Bhanuswami's translation of those prayers. And Jiva and Vallabhacharya and so many other, Sanatana Goswami, so many other acharyas have commented. But I like there because you'll find some very nice, if you read those prayers, I can't remember which ones, but some that really touched me, that were very much reminding me of the Braja Gopis and helpful for developing the moods of Sharanagati and dependence on Krishna, that's all part and parcel of Gopi Bhava.